You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are so live today on Sabres Live from KeyBank on Sheridan as part of Give 716 Day, and we are kicking things off with a bang with Sabres VP of Community Relations, Rich Jureller, because today, among all days, might be, I say might because there's a lot on your plate on a daily basis, Rich, but the culmination of a lot of work has happened from 7:16 p.m. last night and continues all through 7:16 day today. How's it feel?
Feels great.
Yeah?
Yeah, it feels, you know, like it's in, like a lot of things, it's once it gets going, it sort of, you know, manages itself,
so
I guess.
So how is it going? What is your phone telling you right
my
now?
My phone is telling me we are at, let's see, $838,000, which is probably $200,000 above traditional pace, which is unbelievable. You know, we've raised $1.1 million the last 4 years each year. Mm-hmm. We should be at that, I would think, by 2 o'clock.
By the end of the show.
Yeah.
By the end of the show.
And we're here at KeyBank, and they're
matching
$15,000 this hour in donations alone.
Yep. So let me ask you this, because we had the launch party at the draft room last night, and it was so good. There was a soft launch with some donation that was coming in. It was about $70,000 when we kicked it into high gear at 7:16 p.m., but usually we'd have to wait until this morning, maybe in the 9, 10 o'clock hour, to get a $500,000.
Yeah.
You stayed at the draft room until you guys hit the 500,000 last night?
Yeah, that might be true. Yeah,
that might be true.
It's funny because we were like, well, you know, it was about 10:30 and we were winding down, and it was a great night. Thank you both for being there. And you know, we kept watching the numbers go up a little bit, and it's like, oh, maybe we should stay. And then we couldn't leave because it got close to 500,000, and I had predicted 400,000 when I walked in last night. So we're gonna get to 400,000 by the time I go to sleep, and then it was over five. And then we did $40,000 overnight, like in the middle of the night, which is Sabres and Bills fans are unbelievable.
Some people like Duffer don't sleep much, and they're like, you know what? It's 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll donate. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. There's no power.
Well, I can tell you, I slept more last night than I did in previous years when I was hanging out with Rich for this event.
Yes, that's for sure. Now, there was so many great charities again on hand last night. Some that was there for the third year, the fourth year, the fifth year. Some that were there for the first year. So I think the website is awesome. You go to give716.org, and you can actually read more and learn about those charities.
Yeah.
Like, how far do all these charities reach? Because it's not just Erie County. It's all the surrounding counties as well.
Yeah, we look at the eight counties. of Western New York, it does not include Rochester, because Rochester does their own Giving Day.
Yeah.
And we didn't want, and they've done it very successfully for a number of years, and we didn't want to infringe on that. You know, we wanted to let them have their space, we have ours. So yeah, you're talking, you know, as far north as Canada, as far south as Pennsylvania. And it's really the part I never thought the most about. You know, you always think about the number you're going to raise and what did it end up being. But I think getting to know these people behind these organizations and what they do, you guys have seen it. It's amazing what happens in this community, you know, like that there's this many organizations. We have 570 that are participating. And you get to know them and you understand why they do what they do, who they do it for, what the need is. And it's, I don't, you know, it's the only place I've ever lived, but I can't imagine there are many places like this.
How many organizations in year one?
I think we were 435.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So,
and when you consider the size of the area,
yeah,
to think that you have added another 20 to 25%,
yeah,
as far as number of organizations that can be helped. And the goal, presumably, is to keep adding these as the years go on.
Yep. I was confused when you said 25, because yesterday you didn't want me to talk in percentage. You wanted me to talk in real numbers, and today you switched to percentage. So
I try to be less predictable the older I get, which seems to be dramatic with each passing day. But, no, I honestly, Rich, when you describe, you know, the stuff that you weren't thinking of when this began, and you think of just a total that you're trying to get to and hope to so you can spread the money through the community.
Right.
It's not unlike a sports analogy. Everybody fixates on winning the championship game, but what ends up happening is everybody remembers every single part of the journey to get to that.
Yeah,
that's what I think all these organizations are now finding themselves a part of, that they're in this with everybody else.
Yeah, and that's, and last night was a good example. You know,
what a turnout.
Yeah, and I think at first it's natural. We tried to tell them from year one on, like, the more the better. And I think it was hard, maybe in some cases, to get them to see, well, that's more competition, right? Like, that's the same people fighting for the money I need. And I think over the years they've really started to embrace that this is, the more is really the better, you know, and because the more charities you bring in, the more people we're going to reach, the more people who are going to be exposed to these other charities that they may not have ever heard about. But I also think the sense of community that, you know, you felt last night, you know, it's not about, in some ways it isn't about the money that they're going to raise. It's about awareness. It's about relationship building. We had a number of our great sponsors at the party last night who got to meet and talk to a lot of these charities who may help them down the road, right? And it's about Buffalo. It's like I said earlier, I think it's just such a unique place. And I don't know this would work in Chicago, or not to knock on Chicago, great city, but I don't know that it would work in other places,
right?
Because there's such pride in this community about this community.
We are at Key Bank on Sheridan Drive, 3171 Sheridan Drive right now. Tim Conley, Brad May are signing autograph. Saber.
So three first-rounders and two non-first-rounders.
That's okay. You guys are more important. We're old, you know, first-rounders.
Sorry, Rich.
But I didn't know Marty was first-rounder.
But, yeah.
Oh.
the numbers don't bear that out?
I'm six in Vezina winning.
Yes, in Sabres history. There's only five guys in Sabres history that have won more Vezinas than you.
We had great trivia last night, and the fans were so engaged. But Duffer was throwing curveballs. He goes, okay, where does Marty rank amongst Vezina trophy winners in Sabres history? And people are like, third, fourth, and fifth, but you have to count how many have won it.
Yeah.
Hasek, Miller, obviously Tom Barrasso.
Did Don Edwards and Bob Sober?
That's
yes,
right.
They did.
So, but that was before the Jennings Trophy. Mm-hmm. So that was given to the team with the lowest, but there was technically the Vezina.
So he's tied for six.
So I'm tied for six with the
40
rest
other
of
people.
Them.
With all the others.
With 56.
We said there were
people.
61.
61 goalies.
Can you believe that? There's only been 61 goalies in our history. Doesn't that seem low?
That's insane. Because we're 50.
It's almost 55.
But it's also, when you really think about it, you go, oh, yeah, like if you have a guy for like 10 years, right, there's not a lot of turnover at the position. So.
Yeah, Dom or Ryan, right, they had the job for 10 years.
And even Don and Bob at the start, like, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s. So,
well, that was a strength, right? And that's the big thing. Like, you have Dom – I'm there for a little bit, and then Miller comes in. Well, that's 20 years, yeah. 25 years almost, of goaltending
right.
that's taken care of. So from, you know, the early mid-90s to the mid-2010, basically.
You know, and that's it's interesting. Obviously, it's almost impossible not to bring up someone like Ryan mm-hmm. when we're sitting here talking about giving, yeah. right? And so through the Bills Foundation and the Sabres Foundation, a strength of yours collectively is clearly alumni presence, lasting impact in community.
Right.
But you're also doing this on the calendar at a time when it's not super, you know, busy here in the yeah. community for the athletes. So it's different than the holiday Christmas drive, visiting yep. the hospitals, right. having the player visits. So what are the challenges like with that? And just kind of trying to continue the message, but doing it in a different way here at this exact point on the calendar.
Yeah, I mean, the date on the calendar helps, right? Because this, you know, it's sort of become our holiday locally,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
But it is harder that there's certainly less visibility around both organizations. I think the Bills go to camp next week.
Well, the rookies reported, and then, yes, the veterans show up next week.
Right. So, you know, they'll start to pick up steam. But, yeah, it's the nice thing about it, from an operational standpoint, is there's more bandwidth amongst the staff to help us, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if this were January, right, we'd all be – I don't think we could do it because everything else is so busy with hockey.
And football.
Rochester, like, there's not a May 85th, right? Yeah. Like, 585 doesn't work. So 716 yeah. kind of works.
Yeah.
I said I grew up in the 418 in Quebec City.
Yeah.
April 18th, like it wouldn't be a fun day. Like, this is summer. People right, want right. to donate. They want right. to go to the draft room. They want to tell their buddies and say, hey, listen, we've got great charity here. So the fact that this day is in the middle of July,
yeah.
I think really works well for this area that's known maybe more for the snow, but we do it in the summertime in the heat, and that's great.
Yeah, and it's right, it fits in a lot of ways. It would be interesting if we could ever do it in season one year to see if the difference, what the difference might be. But I think we're good where we are, and it's also a nice way for people to still see and hear from the organizations, from the community perspective, when it is the middle of the off season. You know, that we're still out there trying to do, you know, good things and the right things for, you know, for everybody out there that's working hard to help people.
When you talk about donating, obviously the Sabres Foundation does an amazing job as we're closing on $860,000. Duffer just refreshed his page. It's amazing. The 50-50 yep. at the games is big. We have a booth right by our set. People can buy online, on the phone, at the booth. It's fantastic. And now we have a date. Like, the schedule's coming out at 1 o'clock, so we'll talk about the schedule tomorrow because we'll be off
the
air.
You can mention the
but
home
we
opener.
We have the home opener, October 9th, yep. the New York Rangers in town. And I think, like, for you, you got to be thinking 50-50 that night.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of money, fans in the building.
Yeah.
Like, that's great.
Yeah, that's what we want. Yeah,
Buckle, Larry yeah. Playfair taking care of it. Yeah. Him and Jane and being in the building. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's you know, the 50, again, it just goes back to this community and the support. You know, it's a nightly basis. We were seeing the pods. You guys saw them every night. You know, $30,000 to $50,000.
Yeah.
And, you know, what we can do with that money, give 716 is certainly an example, but it just helps so many people. And it's really great to see time and time again, this community, good times and bad, step up and help. And, yeah, I'm psyched for hockey. We were at the draft room last night. This is making me think about, this is what we do after a hockey game is we saw the staff from the draft room that we haven't seen in months. So
Marty
we
had
also
himself
took a little walk to the cigar.
So yeah,
they're
opening their big cigar lounge
this week.
Marty
week,
had himself strategically positioned with the microphone last night, right in front of all the taps.
Yes.
Behind the bar at the draft room. That's so true. Moonlighting Marty, we may see this year. You know,
I would do that for charity. You want to set up a big event where I'll be buying the bar for charity, and we're going to get tons of tips.
As long as you're not too critical about getting the right order, Marty's your guy.
It's going to be one thing. You want a beer? A cold beer. Okay, good. There you go. That's what I'm doing. But but that would be another thing that, you know, we always do fun stuff, but an impromptu get behind the bar, put it on social media, let's go, let's do it. That would be fun.
Yeah. No, I agree. And that's, in you know, it can't – I can't say it enough, too, but, you know, the number of nonprofits that are in this community. No. And it's, you know, we know the economic challenges in Buffalo, and they all still get supported in such great ways. And you know, you guys are wonderful with what you do in the community. We try and do our part, but it's again, it just keeps going back to what this community really is about and the people within it. Yeah, I'll say it again. I just don't think you'd see it anywhere else.
It was awesome yesterday, though, because people would come up to Duffer and I and explain what their foundation, what they do, and the passion that they were talking about. Like, they were saying every, you know, Saturday we walk the street of Buffalo and we help people with mm-hmm. whatever their needs, and we'll find people on the sidewalk. Just say, what do you? And it's a simple idea to just say, take a few hours, walk around, ask people if they need help. Yeah. That's what they do. It's the most basic of helping one another idea, but sometimes you don't think about doing it because right. you want to do something really big. Well, the smallest right. gesture works in the same way.
Yeah, we were talking about this last night late. You know, this was, you know, towards the end of the night, but, you know, talking about impact and you know, I was very naive when I started in this sort of field and thinking, well, I'm going to change, you know, we're going to make everything great and we're going to fix these problems. And you kind of realize as you get older that that's the problems, the big problems are there and have always been there because they're very, very complex. You know, so it's like, well, how do you go forward with that? And I think it's about making small differences within your community, right? And doing the right thing for people, for these organizations. It, you know, you may change one person's life, you may change five people's life. It's, if we all did that, right, this would be a better place to live and work. And, you know, and that's what this feels like to me with Give 716. We're not going to raise enough money for anybody to say, well, I don't need to fundraise the rest of the year, yeah. right? But we're doing our part, no. and yeah. people are doing their part to help and to learn about these groups and who they help. It's really cool. It's really, really cool. And it's honestly, guys, it's you've seen it in your personal experiences. It is hard work
yep.
to run a nonprofit. Like, it's
that
is
people that want to volunteer. Yeah. Just that alone. Like, yeah. there was a lady we talked to last night. She said, you know, I'm like, oh, so what do you do? And she goes, my whole life has been about volunteering. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that takes a special person. Yeah. That her whole life was to volunteer, to give her time. And when she felt like, okay, I've done all I could do here, I'm going to volunteer somewhere else. And that is dedication.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's what I was speaking about. Like, it's just really, it's gives you hope that there's a lot of people out there like that. And I think it's why our community is so strong, you know, because there are so many. It's very unselfish. It's very hard work. Raising money is really hard. You know, so that's why we do it. You know, try and help and you know, make it a better place for everybody else.
You've given me a different way to look at 716 visually now based on what you just said, because it starts with helping one person.
Yeah.
And if you can. So now when I look at 716, I look at the one right in the middle.
Cool. Yeah.
Surrounded by groups on either side. And I think it's a lot, but maybe not, to help just one person. Because sometimes it doesn't – yes, donations are important.
Mm-hmm.
But it's making eye contact,
yeah.
listening, and starting there.
Yeah.
And the takeaway I know both ways from last night in our interaction with people was meaningful. Mm-hmm. Because they felt heard, and I felt more knowledgeable. About,
yeah.
wow, like there was a young man, Adam, who I'd seen at previous events, and he was representing a friend down in the Jamestown area, and, you know, one that is geared around mental health issues and support. Ran into a retired teacher from Olean who had a wonderful story about just kind of the journey and just in those two examples alone, I then look at, okay, well, what is Give 716 and what areas of our communities, counties, are we impacting?
Mm-hmm.
And it's broken down by category on the website.
Yep.
Employment, crime and legal, education, human and civil rights, human services, food, agriculture, nutrition. Incredibly overlooked, in my opinion. Like, we don't, like, people are hard-pressed to get meals on the table, but we also take for granted how we get our food on a daily basis. Military, health and wellness, philanthropy, public safety and disaster relief, sports and recreation, youth development, faith-based, arts, culture, humanities, community improvement. That alone, just in the number of categories, should give you an idea of the scale of the footprint here that we're trying to make on this day on the calendar.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, and that's really what I love probably the most about this is, you know, we have our sort of pillars in the community and the Bills do too. And, you know, you guys know the hockey season's a 7-month sprint and you try and get everything in, the schedule's never, you know, helpful. But
schedule out at 1 o'clock today.
Oh, no. You'll see.
You'll be able to circle.
You'll be able to see exactly what I'm talking about.
Players,
yeah.
Yes.
But it's just this has really allowed us a chance to meet and get to know a lot of these different organizations that we wouldn't have otherwise been able to. You know, right. You just don't have the capacity to do it. And if anything, you know, it broadens our understanding of what's going on in our community. More of the wonderful people. You know, that are now in our network to some degree. And I think that's really the vibe of it all is that we're trying to all bring each other together, you know, and really celebrate what they do. And they deserve it.
And the young people that are involved. Like, so with the Sabres alumni, we have a scholarship fund that we actually just met on Monday morning, the board, to kind of go through the selection process. And I'm reading these high school students and what they're volunteering their time. And, you know, there was one kid that started his own foundation because he went through cancer treatment and he wanted to help others. And it's like, for me, that's the hope, is we're seeing, you know, younger people, high school people, people out of college that are like, hey, this is where I want to go. I want to start helping people. And they have a degree, and maybe they could go and work a 9-to-5 and whatever, but they have a passion.
Yep.
And they go. So the young people being behind it is absolutely
It's much different than what we were, you know. Maybe Duffer was, you know. We weren't thinking about helping people out when I was coming up. You know, it was very selfish. And, you know, it is. I see it with my own daughter, and I've seen it with Duffer's kids and years more. You know, like, they are wired differently to that, and that's a good thing, you know, because I think they'll make our world a better place in that way, and that's, you know, that will help.
You're trying to downplay your generosity and instinct, but I'm curious, what was your first fundraising activity you were involved in as a young person?
Oh, my God.
Here, you want me to stall for you?
Mine
came from my mother, who, as I was very young, was a breast cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So she then, for the Canadian Cancer Society, like so many others, would go door to door seeking donations every April or May. And I would tag along. Didn't know then, right? But it plants that seed. And it's like, we can do it on our phones now, right?
Well,
like
right,
solicit
right.
the, and it's hard. Going door to door, which was the norm back then,
that's
right?
That's what I did. I remember hockey teams or baseball teams fundraising.
Bottle drives.
We would We would have bread. We would put, like, I remember this was not safe, but we're talking about 1985 maybe, right? Mm-hmm. Where the minivan, the trunk would be open. We'd be sitting on the back of the minivan and with the bread, and we would be like jumping out of the car as it was still rolling, go to the door, try to sell the bread, come back, sit on the back of the minivan, drive. Like, it was not safe, but we had a ton of fun doing that.
Yeah.
Because we would go in different neighborhoods, and then year after year, we'd hit those same neighborhoods, and then we'd sell. Remember one year we sold chips? And guy didn't like, he didn't want to buy chips because he's like, I got too much. And we somehow convinced him that he could put the chips in the freezer, that in 6 months he could open that bag. And so he bought 12 bags and he put them all in the freezer. But it was like we were having a good time doing it.
I think it was, for me, it was swimming. I went door to door to and asked for pledges for how many laps I would swim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's that I remember. I don't know. I don't remember what it was for, though.
There was
there was some charitable component.
We had skate-a-thons and things like that at our local rink. And it's the same thing, pledging per lap. Like, how long are you going to skate? I'm going to skate an hour. That's going to be like 400 laps. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, Jeff Jackson, the former hockey player, now the president of hockey up in Edmonton, was a player with the Quebec Nordiques. He came to our skate-a-thon. And I remember thinking, man, this is an ugly sweater he had on, but I guess it was very expensive. So, because he was an NHL player.
Sure.
He had good money.
Sure.
But I remember thinking, man, that is an ugly sweater. But he was there for a whole hour, signing autograph, taking picture for us to continue raising money.
That's awesome.
And so, but that's what I remember. The orange and brown sweater he had on.
Nice.
It was not good.
It was also pretty reflective of the time.
Yeah, the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. Might have been a few grade school pictures of mine that were infused with those colors.
The brown corduroy pants.
Oh, yeah.
And the loafers.
Well, I'm sure Maisie and Tim Connolly were not immune to those fashion faux pas as
Talking
well.
Talking about the alumni, I mean, I'm sure some of Derek Smith and Larry Playfair and Jay Korab, they had their outfits too.
Well, we, with alumni here at Sheridan, at KeyBank on Sheridan, Rich, thank you for the time today. Rich Jureller, our VP of Community Relations.
Guys.
Last word from you on what we want to impress upon here in the final, just under 12 hours of Give 716.
Yeah, look, there's a ton of great stuff incentive-wise, whether it's matching dollars from some of our corporate partners or, you know, I think Sabres tickets are coming up later.
Yes.
There's Bison's tickets. There's concert tickets. There's Marty's got the schedule. You think I'd have this memory? Oh, the New Era hat is coming out at 3 o'clock, I believe. There's some really, really great stuff. We kind of make it our responsibility to give people more incentive to give or to give more. And that's you know, what makes this fun is, you know, Josh Allen signed 100 jerseys. You know, that's incredible. He's one of the greatest athletes on the planet right now, right? We had Sabres jerseys up last hour that the guy signed. You know, like, give people reason to want to follow along throughout the day and hopefully get something that's cool for helping out. Like, that's awesome. Or double your money, right, that's going to your charity. So please keep looking. Give716.org is the place. We're $873,707. That's incredible. That is way above where we were at any point last year.
It's gone up a lot since you joined the show today, buddy.
It must be all the people.
Telling you,
Marty.
A million before the show's over. We have a half hour, people.
All right. Keep pushing that button. Give716.org. We're back after this on Sabres Live. Stay with us.
With more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's Give 716 Day here on Sabres Live. We are at KeyBank on Sheridan, and KeyBank playing a huge role always, but specifically this hour as well, matching donations up to $15,000. Marty, we are approaching $900,000. We're hoping to be at that number by the end of the show here today in total through the efforts of the Bills and Sabres Foundations and, most importantly, Western New York, all counties connected to Buffalo and the area. It has been a really nice setup for us here at KeyBank today. Alumni Brad May, Tim Connolly, yourself, Sabretooth.
Sabretooth getting in the picture. I love it. You know, just making sure he does his goat crossing like RJ did many years ago.
Yes,
so
yes.
That's the way it goes. And look, I mean, I feel like I set the tone last night. So when we were
Your shirt from last night. So thank you for
shirt,
that,
by the way.
Yeah.
But when we were getting ready to launch at 7:16, he is going to lift his shirt and like do a gritty right on TV here, talking about Sabretooth. But when we were getting ready at 7:14, 7:15 to launch, we were at 70,000, like the soft launch. Mm-hmm. And then I said to you, within a couple of minutes, we'll be at 100,000. And I'm daring everybody. And I'm like, as soon as it goes on social media. And it stayed at 74,000.
You had a lump in your throat.
I was like, oh, no. And then all of a sudden, there was an update on the screen. And it was 105. Mm-hmm. And then maybe, an hour later, it was 300,000. Like, it was so good.
As we were raffling off Sabres, Bills, Bandits, autographed jerseys, which was great.
Pictures.
Plenty of random trivia. Little did we know at that time, the home opener was going to be the Sabres and Rangers.
How do you feel about that?
I was just going to ask you, what's the early line? Thursday, October 9th, home opener at KeyBank Center.
I don't think you can set a line because the Rangers are playing two nights before against Pittsburgh. Look, this is just me, and I know you can't have a perfect world, but I would hope that everybody's first game of the season would be against a team that's just playing their first game. You get 32 teams. You can have 16 teams played.
You don't know that the Sabres aren't playing the night before on the road.
Oh, you're right, because we won't know until 1 p.m. today. My mind was thinking, that's the first game of the season, but that's the home opener.
I'm not sure you'd make much of a detective.
That is probably the most correct statement you've made on this show.
Is it the season opener, Jeff, or is it just the home opener?
It's just the home opener because the schedule hasn't been announced.
No, I don't know. Producer Jeff is now trying to.
Well, maybe he has inside information, and I don't want to put Jeff in the
spot.
No,
it is
spot.
The season opener. Season as well.
Okay, well, right. Then there you go.
I wouldn't make much of a detective because clearly
I missed them. I like that you're thinking about all options. Maybe they're playing Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. because
I know where they're playing. KeyBank Center.
KeyBank Center. Yes, 7 p.m. Obviously, that's this time for the home games during the week. Usually,
okay, so back to your point. It'll be the first game for the Sabres and the second for the Rangers.
Second for the Rangers. So I'm like, okay, I mean, maybe that works for the Sabres. They get to see what the Rangers are doing, what you pre-scout and whatever. And then you use that to for your preparation. But I would hope the league would say, okay, everybody's playing their first game against a team that's playing their first game. I don't know that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
At the end of the day, you play 82 games. It makes much of a difference. But I think I would like to do that in the first few days. Now, yesterday, we talked about Bo Byram a lot and his contract. And I'm driving around to the 716, Give 716 launch event. And I've got, WGR on. I'm listening to Mike Shope. And he had Paul Hamilton on. And Mike had a question for Paul that made me almost want to call him, like you're listening to the show and you're like, oh, because it's a question that fans have asked me as well yesterday. So I'm going to bring it up. He's like, so we talked about Byram playing with Dahlin, being a really good partner for Rasmus Dahlin. The numbers dictate that tell the story that they were a top pair in the National Hockey League. But Mike's question to Paul was, well, if Rasmus Dahlin is that good of a player, why do you need another really good player to play with him? Why wouldn't you be able to say, hey, Byron will be on a different pair and somebody else will slide in with Rasmus Dahlin? Which is a great question. But the first thought I had is, okay, well, who plays with Cale Makar? a $7.25 million defenseman in Devon Toews. And maybe Toews got the contract because of playing with Cale Makar, but I think Byram benefited this year from playing with Rasmus Dahlin, who plays with Quinn Hughes, Philip Hronek. How much does he make? $7.25 million. So it's not...
You're cherry-picking, though. Not every team has that luxury.
It's not every team that has that luxury. You're 100% sure. But if the Sabres have that luxury right now to say, we can put Dahlin and Byram together and make that a top, top defense pair. And if Owen Power and Kesselring hit it off and they really are good as a second pair, then you're all set. Now, I get it. If Power Kesselring don't work well, maybe you say, okay, we put Power with Dahlin, you put Byron Kesselring, can move things around. Colorado has had Toews and Makar play together all the time. And Vancouver has had Hughes and Hronek play together 99% of the time when they're healthy. So you got to find that. But those are probably the best two of the best defensemen in the league, and their partners are really good defensemen as well. So you're loading up the top pair.
Who's the Rangers' top pair?
At this moment, I say Adam Fox with, right? Because it was Ryan Lindgren that was his partner for many years. And Ryan Lindgren was not a $7.5 million defenseman, was not a $6 million defenseman. But he was a guy
getting well paid in Seattle.
He's
now
getting well paid. Well, because he earned that playing with Adam Fox and supporting him and make Fox better. But last year, Fox had a down year because Lindgren was unhealthy and not playing at the same level. You need somebody that can play at the top level with your top players. If not, it'd be too easy to say, well, put your best guy with your worst guy. That's not how it works. That's not what you want to do.
Right, but at times last year, we saw Dahlin, Byram, and Power on separate pairs, did we not?
We did see the left side on separate pair, and then we saw Samuelson, you know, playing a little higher in the lineup with Dahlin at
the same
time.
Yeah. Who's the most important defenseman this year?
I still think it's Rasmus Dahlin.
Sorry. Outside of Rasmus Dahlin, who is the most important defenseman on the Sabres to make this all work?
I think it's Owen Power. Because for me, like, I know Kesselring is coming in with high hopes and expectations to be the right shot defenseman that Owen Power has not had that partner over his years with the Buffalo Sabres. But I want to put the ownership, the pressure and the heat on Power to say, you now have to be the leader of that pair. You can't just think, well, Kesselring will be my partner and it's going to go. No, be the leader. Bring him along with you. Raise the level. So I think that's what, because if you can go Dahlin and Byram together and not have to worry about Power Kesselring, you are in a much different place defensively than you were last year, in my opinion.
Give716.org is what we're steering your attention to today here on Sabres Live, not only during this hour, but of course from last night at 7:16 p.m. all the way through to 11:59 p.m. tonight here on 7:16 on the calendar. We are at KeyBank on Sheridan. Big part of this hour is KeyBank driven. They are matching donations up to $15,000. We thank, as always, KeyBank for their partnership in so many ways with the Sabres. And obviously here in the community today, we are striding towards a big number to close out this hour. And obviously what we hope is a really, really, really milestone, record-setting type number for this event, which is in its fifth year by the time we hit midnight tonight.
1.1 million every year or so of the first 4 years, so it's 4.4 million over 4 years. This morning when I woke up and I was on actually WBEN for a little radio thing, we already had surpassed 600,000, so it was a more than 5 million over 5 years. We're already way past that now, and hopefully we get to 5.5 and more by the time it's done. Like, I mean, this has the feel of a record-breaking year, and I know there's a lot of different events, you know, charity golf tournaments, the 11-day power play. There's so many. But that's
Ride
what
for Roswell.
Fight the Ride for Roswell, which was amazing. You know,
yeah, it's all very recent, though. That's what has impressed me about this event from the start.
Yeah.
June has turned into such a mammoth fundraising month in our area because of the Ride for Roswell and the 11-day power play. And yet, here we go. On 7/16 on the calendar on an annual basis.
People are still donating.
And it's completely different.
Yes.
We have these pillars of partners in the area. But as we tried to impress in the first half hour of the show with Rich Dureller, the tentacles run so far and in so many ways on this day.
Yes. Well, because, I mean, We love what Roswell and the Ride for Roswell does, and we love what the 11-day power play does. But you look at the charities that give716.org is helping. It is such a wide variety of different needs and different issues and different help. I was explaining it today, but And I said in the first half hour, the simplest of ideas, one lady was telling me about her charity, and they sent flowers to widows on Valentine's Day and on birthdays and on occasion. And I'm like, how did you think of that? And obviously, it through personal experiences, they realized that, you know, it could be very lonely in these moments for first, second year, third year widows, or maybe even longer. And so just getting some flowers on those days, and they deliver them, and they get to know the people. So it becomes a gesture, that's a simple gesture, but then it builds relationships, and then these people help, and they want to, you know, help the next person along. So yes, there is many different charities and fundraising events that are unique in their own ways, obviously. We do, you know, Hockey Fights Cancer and all of that through the season. It's unique in its own way. But I think what Give716 is doing is reaching so many different levels of charities and foundations, and it's fantastic.
Right from the start, and this is year five, the website, give716.org, for me, incredibly easy to navigate.
Yes.
And like most websites, like, just start at the top of the page. And when you go there, if you haven't made a donation yet and you're inclined to, and we have all these incentives, and that's another form of growth in this event over 5 years, is there used to be a few kind of power hours and things like that, but now we've gotten to the point where we have incentives almost every hour of this event. But if you go to give716.org, just click on Discover Charities. I can assure you that even if you feel incredibly well versed in the humanitarian efforts of our area, you will unlock, oh, Marty, I mean, we're talking over 570 different organizations.
Yes.
If anybody knew even half of these, I would be shocked.
Well, like, some of them are in your own backyard and you don't know about them.
Correct. And to your point about, like, the human connection of it all, it literally could be happening so close to you and you wouldn't know, because it's almost personal. And then you're realizing that they're trying to make it even more impactful beyond the specific route that it started with. And I find myself every year reading through the bios of these organizations, and I walk away every single time incredibly impressed.
Yes.
And what happens, has happened, will continue to with some of these incentive hours, is, you know, you may find that, okay, there's an organization that is going to be doing some random grants this particular hour. Well, what needs to happen for one of these not-for-profits to qualify for that random grant of, let's say, $1,000 or $2,000, is you have to make your donation to that group in that hour. So maybe at the end of that hour, there could be like 30 organizations that have received a donation that hour, could be 500. But they get that opportunity through your specific donation that hour to potentially receive a grant as like an extra windfall in all of this.
And this morning, Trusted Talent, which has changed their name, right? Yeah. It was Trusted Nurse Staffing, mm-hmm. and it now is Trusted Talent.
Yep.
But people recognize the name because of the sponsors on the helmets of the Sabres, yep. and all of that. But they had, I think it was $4,000 or $5,000 grants that they were part of, you know, I think it was in the 7 o'clock hour this morning, which mm-hmm. it's great because again, like the charities, they don't just sit there and say, oh, go ahead and donate and we'll get money. No, they're also working and telling people, go and then find our page, read about us,
yes.
and donate to our cause. But you can pick your cause. And that's why the website is great, because it says your cause, your city, your teams.
And it may start today as far as your awareness about an organization, but it doesn't end today.
No.
The point is learn. Give if you can, support all year long. And today, it's 7/16 on the calendar. Mm-hmm. It's give716.org. We're at KeyBank on Sheridan. Alumni Tim Connolly and Brad May here signing autographs. We'll continue Sabres Live after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Bold prediction coming from Marty here as we wind down Sabres Live. Care to divulge?
Well, my bold prediction is that by the time we get to 1 p.m., it will be over 900,000.
And do you have a T-shirt in your hand?
I have a T-shirt. So yesterday, I was gifted this T-shirt. We have plenty of gifts, but this one was in the car, so I figured. So from the Buffalo Erie County Public Library, be good, do good, read good books. We all know that be good, do good. That was Josh Allen's speech when, and he finished by Let's Go Bills.
Yes.
So yeah, be good, do good, read good books. The Erie County Public Library.
So we often close with birthdays.
Yes.
This is interesting. On July 16th, in the history of the NHL, there's never been a Sabre.
Never. Well, like, we have a Sabres employee in Jordan LaBarber who's celebrating a birthday.
And as much as he'd like to consider himself an athlete of high regard, especially NHL quality.
I guess
quality,
he was 22 today.
Okay. Possible.
Yes,
not
possible.
Probable.
Probable.
However, the highest all-time scorer in NHL history, born on this date. His name was mentioned on the show on Monday.
Highest all-time scorer born on this date. So we have to be talking about...
He was in comparison to a potential top-line player on the Sabres this year.
Oh, Claude Lemieux.
Claude Lemieux, 786 points.
So he glad. Was born. I got it.
On this day
he
in
was.
1965 so in Buckingham, Quebec.
Yes, Buckingham. But I did make the comparison of Zach Benson with Claude Lemieux when I saw Zach
years
in his first
ago.
Development camp, first training camp, and all of that. But I think that what we saw this year is that Sam Bennett is probably the closest to what Claude Lemieux was in his regular season. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then boom in the playoffs, how he turned it on. Was the Conn Smythe. I mean, Claude Lemieux was that type of player that when the playoffs were on.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what we have to hope for, playoffs, and then see Zach Benson just explode to be that guy.
Who wins the season opener October 9th at KeyBank?
Sabres, 4-1 in an empty net.
Will it be against Rangers backup goaltender?
Probably, yes. Jonathan Quick will get the start because Igor Shesterkin will play the one before.
Thanks to KeyBank for hosting us today here on Sheridan. Thank you for your generosity. Give716.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.